Make a good night's work from your boys. You must be particularly pleased with the second half, though. They upped it a gear or two.
Yeah, I thought the last 15 minutes of the first half, we started to play well and took command of the game. I thought we had chances that we perhaps should have scored with. And we continued that into the second half. And of course, Ryan Fraser made a real outstanding contribution to that.
You must have been delighted with the two debutants in defence, the two young boys. One got a goal, the other a standing ovation.
Yeah, Josh had a mixed bag of an evening because I think he was at fault for the first goal. He's got to win that tackle in our box. And then he got a bit nervy. And I just said to him at half time, look, you're in here on merit. I don't play people who I don't think can play in the team. Make a difference. You know, make up for that. And didn't he just, because it was a bullet header. It was a great header. And I think he's had a good debut overall. Miles Kenlock, I think, was just outstanding from start to finish. He just run out of juice, I'm afraid. But he was great.
He looks like he could put a bit of pressure on Jonas.
Well, I hope so. I did say at the start of the season, I thought we got, you know, and I said to Marcus, actually, we were talking about defenders, and I said, I think I've got two fullbacks in the academy that can help us out this year. I don't think they're going to play 46 games. That's very unlikely. As you see, he's had to come off today because he was knackered. And that's what will happen. You know, it's funny because Josh said to me, but Gaffer, I could have played tonight. I said, yeah, but what happens if you play tonight and somebody gets injured and I have to play on Saturday? And you've played Saturday, Tuesday, Saturday for the first time ever at this level, you'll find that tough. So, but it's nice I've got adequate backup with two really good prospects at fullback.
And great to get so much football into a number of fringe players. The first time we've seen 90 minutes from David McGoldrick for a while, that'll do him the world of good.
Yes, delighted for Dids. And he was, you know, upset on Saturday. No, he wasn't upset, but we all were with the result, of course. And of course, if you've gone on and then the goals go in, everybody feels it's, you know, part of it. And I know he wanted to play, but you know, Murph and Freddie were in pole position. And I think it just shows what a good player Brett Pittman is as well. I thought he was excellent tonight. It was a good partnership.
What do you make of the penalty that was given then ungiven?
I didn't think it was a penalty. I thought fair play to the lad. He'd won it and took it from the halfway line, and the only thing he wanted to do was to get in our box and go down. And do I blame him for that? Absolutely not. I would hope if one of mine did it, they'd do exactly the same. And I think he's tried to make the most of it. But once it's given, I think it's going to stand. But from my understanding, I spoke to the ref. I said, you know, why did you disallow it? And he said it was, he asked his assistant why he'd given the penalty. And I'm sure he said that he thought it was sort of a trip from behind. And he said, well, that didn't happen because I have a clear view of that. And if that's why you're giving it, then it's not a penalty. Well, fair play to him for having the gumption to ask, and then even more so for having the courage, to, you know, his conviction to change his mind. And I think he made the right decision.
You fancy a little crack at this competition, a little cup run?
Well, I fancy it because I think I've got a squad that can cope with it. Because it'll be the same again. Whoever's playing in the next few games leading up to this one, then the rest of them will play. But that game will have helped every one of them. They needed it. I think it took them about, I don't know, 30, 40 minutes to get the game legs on.
You just need a kind draw, don't you? Particularly off the back of Deepdale a week on Saturday.
Yes, we want one at home, preferably. I seem to remember coming back from Deepdale and having an awful result at Millwall. But we'd been there and we had extra time, and we came back and didn't get back till Thursday morning at about 3:30, 4:00, and we went to Millwall and got slapped. I think it was Ollie's first home game actually, and that does take its toll. So yeah, I'd like a favourable draw, and 90 minutes.